has the FAA tower been evacuated yet?
It's a negative. We've been advised from the EOC not to evacuate the tower.
Copy. We want you to decide if the tower needs to be evacuated or not, and it is a half a mile from the site.
I copy.
Go ahead, control.
National Weather Service just called high wind warning, winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 until 0030.
Copy, control. EOC from Fire Command, I think we should go ahead and evacuate the tower.
Copy.
Evac from Command.
Evac, go.
I think we're going to be evacuating the FAA tower, so why don't you start planning on that. I'll let you know as soon as that happens, okay?
I've been monitoring. We're sitting right outside the FAA right now. As soon as you get a decision, let me know. Do you still want Southwest evacuated?
Yeah, we want SkyWest evacuated, and like I say, I think we're going to go ahead and evacuate the tower as well. We got an expert on the phone, and we're trying to get a better assessment of what we can still do at this point.
Copy. We'll start SkyWest evacuation, and let me know when they decide on the tower.
Copy. Back from command.
Go ahead.
We're going to go ahead and evacuate the tower as well. We got a call in the ops here from the command post to start facilitating that, but that'll be your next objective is to get them out.
You want to do the tower before SkyWest?
I would say yes, because they're closer.
And from Ops 635.
This is command, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that additional fire units came over from Station 11. They're staging at the mouth of the Delta hangar ramp.
Copy. Two units staged Delta.
Command from EVAC.
Head EVAC.
Command from EVAC. The tower has been notified that we're trying to evacuate them. They need approximately 30 minutes lead time, they say. So we'll do south, SkyWest, and come back.
Did I copy you? You said it's going to take the tower approximately 30 minutes to get to facilitate their evac. In the meantime, you're going to go to SkyWest?
Right off. Affirmative.
Evac from command, I copy. You go ahead and do what you got to do. We got another 30-minute wait on the tower, and in the meantime, you're going to go to SkyWest.
That's affirmative. Command EOC.
Go ahead, EOC.
Confirming that you've taken care of evacuating the tower personnel, not leaving it to us.
Say again, confirming what?
You've taken care of evacuating the tower personnel?
Yeah, we got the ops people. They're going to go over and pick them up once they give us the word to get them. In the meantime, Tommy Pace just went over there, Captain Pace, and he was told it'll take them about 30 minutes to ramp up so that they before they can leave.
EOC copy.
71 from command.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're trying to get in touch with the hazmat ops. What we want to know is there a chance that we can put the fire out with our Red 9 unit? Or is there a problem with putting the fire out?
Right now, Chief, we are taking your propane specialist and Mike and Keith down there to get as close a view as we safely can to reassess and determine what we need to do from that point.
Copy. Let me know if that's a viable option or not, because we'd love to just knock this out if the tank will not, be compromised or blebbed as a result of that.
Command from EVAC.
EVAC.
All non-essential personnel from the FAA tower have been evacuated. They're just waiting for the alternate tower to come up, and then the last remaining will be out.
Copy, Copy that, evac. Let me know once we have an all clear.
Command from 171.
171, go.
It looks like at this point we're going to send the propane specialist in, suited up with hazmat, to assess the condition of the tanks and also see if there's an opportunity to shut the fuel source off. We could actually be looking at fuel that's bleeding back out of the system and not coming from the tanks at all at this point, so we need to get him suited up and get him in.
Copy, thank you.
171 from command. Red 9 from command.
Red 9, go ahead.
They're ready for you, Al. Just go to the training center gate. They'll be waiting for you.
Copy that. I'm filled up, ready to go.
LC from command.
Go ahead.
This is where we're at right now. We're sending one of the strikers in, along with the propane expert and hazmat. They're going to get us a better assessment. What we seem to think, or what the propane expert seems to think, maybe it's the system that's pressurized and that it's backflowing towards the tank. And so that's what they're looking at right now, and that's where we're at. We're also trying to figure out whether or not we can put the fire out like you recommended earlier. Again, I didn't hear you.
We copy.
Command, Red 9.
Go, Red 9.
Yeah, I'm standing by right inside the fence at the trainer right now. There's nobody else here right now.
Copy, Red 9. Why don't you go ahead and back yourself away a little bit until you see the hazmat guys coming.
Copy that.
Red 9 from command.
Red 9, go.
Red 9, we need you to nose in behind Red 8 and be prepared to put some water on the tanks.
Copy that.
Command, EOC, why don't you have the Red 9 driver shut the battery down on Red 8?
Copy that. I think he heard you on this transmission. Red 9 from command, did you copy? Shut down the battery on Red 8.
Copy that. Will do.
Striker 12 from hazmat. Striker 9, hazmat.
Hazmat from command, we just gave him an order to shut down the battery on Red 8. He could be out of the cab, I'm not sure.
10-4.
Command from evac.
Go ahead, evac.
The tower has been evacuated.
Beta EOC, you copy that as well. EOC from command, did you copy the tower's been evacuated?
Affirmative, the tower's evacuated.
Red 8, it's shut down. Go ahead, hazmat, I'm back in the rig now. I'm on the radio.
Hazmat from command, did you copy the Red 9 driver's back in his rig?
I'll just stand by and be ready to turn that on at any minute.
Copy.
EOC from command.
This EOC.
The fire is out.
Copy, the fire's out.